This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The following content is not suitable for children.
George, do you really think Viagra is addictive?
Yes, I do, Lori.
Okay, let's talk about if Viagra is, once you use it, are you always stuck using it? And what does that all mean? Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Uber Lube. It's a luxury lubricant. Can you say that three times fast? Uber Lube, luxury lubricant. You know, basically, it's pure silicone bliss. It is made from superior ingredients. It has skin-soothing vitamin E, and it goes on just like natural moisture, and it lasts a long time. There's no drip. Their glass bottles are truly beautiful. You can leave them on your bedstand. I do. No problem. Nobody notices. And it's basically like this thin, slippery silicone formulation. It reduces friction, which is great, but it doesn't reduce sensation, and it stays slippery long enough for lasting pleasure. They have travel-friendly, toughened glass bottles. You can slip it in your gym bag. You can slip it in your purse. You can be ready whenever. Try UberLube, the silicone lubricant, at uberlube.com. Use the code FOREPLAY for 10% off. Really, it is the best lubricant on the market.
Lori, I have to start off by admitting I really know nothing about Viagra.
Quit bragging.
Besides
Quit
what
bragging,
I hear,
buddy.
What I
Quit
hear
bragging.
From friends and people I work with. You know, this is why it's so much fun for me to work with a sex therapist who has kind of information and research and science behind to educate me and kind of help us, our listeners, kind of dispel some of the misinformation that's out there. Right. But I do, what I hear, you know, is for men that are having problems with ED, right? And they start, you know, they go to Viagra. The Viagra gives them a sure thing. It's, you know, it's a confidence boost that says, I don't have to worry about this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to have sex when you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to have sex when your penis is not like, you know, half hard, but it's fully saluting you, right? So, you know,
yes.
and that feels
yes,
pretty good, too.
That
I got
nice.
A full, yeah, everybody. So, you know, when there's a powerful pull to that Viagra that says, I know it's going to be a sure thing. I know I'm going to be fully hard. Like, I like the way that feels. I like feeling confident. I like my partner responding. Like, I need that Viagra. And then when, you know, what I've heard is when you don't have the Viagra, the shadow, the looming threat of, is it going to work? Am I going to say hard? Like that starts to really start to kind of take over the sexual act. And then when they do lose their erection, it's like, forget that. I'm not having sex without Viagra. I mean, I don't want to feel that feeling again of losing my erection and worrying about that.
I'll fill your prescription, buddy.
All right. So let's straighten out my misconceptions here, my dear.
Okay. So first of all, we want to think about, why did they get this prescription for Viagra in the first place? And Viagra, it's really Sildenafil, which is the generic drug. But we all understand Viagra. It's the it is a brand name, and we are not getting any. We're not getting paid for Viagra. So, why did they have it in the first place? And I think there's two things I'd like to think about: young men and older men. Mm-hmm. So, why do men start to lose their erections or the quality of their erections as they age? You know, so this happens about 40, 45 sometimes for men. And really, it for most men, it's the first signal about cardiovascular disease. So their erectile quality lessens, so they don't get as hard as they did, or they're starting to have a few problems because the capillaries in their penis are getting clogged with cholesterol. So if you have high cholesterol or you carry maybe even 10 pounds on your belly as a man, you are risking ED.
Going on a diet, Lori.
In 5 years,
son of
buddy.
A gun, what is going on here?
No more pasta, George.
No.
Pizza is off the menu.
Oh, shit.
You have a choice. Pizza, sex.
Well, that is unfair. That is really an evil choice right there.
I know it. I know it. So, I mean, that's one issue. And I do want to, I don't know why general physicians are not screaming that to men. You know, because they need to. So, okay, so let's say he's 45, 50, and he's starting to notice this difference, and he's going to his doc. He's like, I think the first time a man has ED, and every man has ED, it is so damn normal. That's the other thing I want to say. It's just normal sometimes to not be able to get aroused or to lose your erection or to have a stray thought that, you know, boom, you just lose your erection. That's no big deal. And most couples can manage that. Okay, you're smiling. What are you thinking?
It's just such a pressure that men have. Like, you know, not real men don't lose it. Like, it's not this guy. No, I mean, it's just, it's funny the image out there of like, this shouldn't happen to a real man. You should be 100% performing all the time. You know, I know the research, you know, 15% of sexual encounters are ending in some kind of problem. I mean, that's just the math. That's the science. You can't argue with it. But it's amazing the pressure that a lot of men feel that they should be the exception to that. That, you know, real men don't have these issues.
And you have knocked it into my brain that this is such a worry and a concern for men. I have thought about ED in a new way since working with you. Like what I used to think was more from a statistical perspective and also a female perspective. It's like, you know, I think as a woman, we know what it's like to not get aroused easily sometimes or lots of times. So if a man can't get aroused or he loses it, it's like that feels kind of normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you just knocked it into my head that for a guy, this is a big, big problem. And I want to talk about the addictive issue. But so
can I just highlight what you're saying?
Yes.
Because again, no, that's the awareness because women... That's part of their cycle, right? Is they're going to lose it and gain it and lose it and gain it. They have much more empathy and understanding for being able to lose it. I don't think most guys ever hear that or know that because there's so much pressure to like, you can't lose it. It, you know, you have to, a real man stays aroused the whole time. That's what real men do.
Yeah,
it's hard to imagine that somebody would be okay with losing that. So again, I mean, what you're saying is so important. I want to, you know, highlight and circle and send it out to the world. Like women are more okay with this than most men think.
Yes.
Why? Because their bodies do it all the time.
Yes.
So that's, I think, liberating for men to hear.
Yeah, so... I don't think a woman in her 50s is expecting a man in his 50s to stay hard for the 40 minutes it takes her to get to orgasm. That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just too long. So there's compromises and there's ways, I think, to have sex so that both people get what they need, yada, yada. But let's just say he's using Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
And does he need it every single time? No. And you know what? Sometimes he plays with that. It's like, you know, I'm feeling a lot of arousal. I'm feeling desire. I'm not going to take my pill. Okay. And then he doesn't tell her which time is which time, right? So maybe the time he doesn't take his pill and he has a lot of confidence, but he really does lose his erection that time, or the quality isn't the same. And she has no idea what's happening. And, you know, it's like, first, that lack of communication about when he's taking the pill and when he's not gets in their heads. It's like, sometimes he's hard, sometimes he's not. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to make him hard. I don't know how to make him happy. You know, it gets all mixed up between couples. And so then maybe he says, you know what, I don't want to, she gets mad at me if I lose my erection. Well, maybe she's mad that you lose your erection. And sometimes, yeah, a woman wants a man with a hard erection sometimes, absolutely. But sometimes it might be this confusion between the two of them where she doesn't know what he needs. He's not asking for the stimulation that he needs. You know, he's seeing his erection is waning and he doesn't say, hey, baby, could you go down on me, or could you touch me in this way, or could we fantasize like this, or, you know, something. He doesn't really ask for the erotic stimulation that he needs. And so then it's starting to go sideways. He loses it. He tells himself, I'm not going to risk that. I'm going to take Viagra every time. And there's, frankly, George, there's kind of very little downside to taking Viagra. Viagra is a huge experiment. Viagra was developed in my lifetime. So think about it. Men who got to be about 50 who lost their erections, they had desire, but they could not perform. So sex went offline for lots and lots and lots and lots of couples. Maybe she hit menopause. Maybe she didn't care as much. And he's like, I can't perform. Can you imagine the revolution that happened with this drug?
No wonder why people started to die at like 50. This is raising our life expectancy. This is amazing. I'm going to buy some stock here. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, what I hear you saying, which is what men are telling me, which is why not use Viagra all the time?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Wouldn't it make sense then if you want to use it all the time because there are no really risks to doing that and you're going to perform, why you can't really think about having sex without it because there's a risk in having sex without it.
And why do we worry about that?
I don't know.
Technically, it's not addictive. There's not like a physiological addiction.
Well, maybe it's a psychological, like,
sure,
that says, like, once I start taking this pill, I won't stop taking this pill because I don't want to fail. And this pill gives me success not to fail. So, you know, I mean, is that something men need to think about? If you start taking it, you're always going to take it.
I think one of the things that I'm trying to highlight too, though, is sometimes Viagra, getting an easy erection, maybe shortcuts the sexual conversation that could make it more erotic for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for him in particular. You know, I think men have this expectation, I should be hard. I should not have to ask for what I need. I should just get it up. And they're used to that. You know, when they were young, they just got it up. And how amazing and how wonderful, and I'm happy for them. But, you know, as they age and they need this, they might need other things too. And having that conversation and being vulnerable about that could open a pathway between the couple that is exciting. I mean, how wonderful to hear your partner talk about their sexual needs. And I know there's lots of women out there in the whole pursue withdrawal, but I mean, I'm rooting on the side of openness and how that creates deep, deep attachment and connection. And so hearing your partner talk about their fantasies or, you know, what they want to do in bed, it's like, that's hot shit.
Yeah, and you're highlighting the opportunity. I want to come back from break and fire away questions at you from
okay,
the uneducated
good.
That just have no idea. And they just know this thing that makes them hard. But besides that, really don't know much about it. This is a chance for the sex expert to answer so many of our questions.
Okay, here comes the sexpert. Athletic Greens, we are so honored to be repping them. I listen to Huberman, who recommends them too. Our mission is to empower people to take ownership of your health. And this is just a simple daily habit. Get your greens in. This is delicious. It's easy to do. I do it in my shake every morning. You don't even have to do the vegetables that I do. You can do it all by itself and it tastes delicious. I take AG1 in the morning before working out or making my coffee, and it makes me feel basically like unstoppable. I'm ready to take on my day, and that is so important to me because I have a big day and I know you guys do too. I'm giving my body the nutrition it craves, and that makes me feel good about myself. I'm sleeping better, so I get up in the morning, I take my shake, AG1, it makes things better for me. There's improved digestion, my skin, my hair feels good. If you want to take ownership of your health today with me, today is a good time to start Athletic Greens. They're giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and a free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/foreplay. That's athleticgreens.com/foreplay. Check it out. What is HelloFresh? It is farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients with seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip the trips to the grocery store. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, and fast. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. I am using these meals in my house. I just do not have time. This is so easy. It is so delicious. It's great tasting. And March, this is National Nutrition Month, and HelloFresh makes it easy to choose delicious dietitian-approved meals. Simply look for the Dietitian Win tag on their menu choices for meals under 700 calories and with 1/3 less sodium, which, you know, that's important for some of us. The cool thing about them, too, you can customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides. So once you find something that you like and you want to pair it with something else, you can do that. It's organic chicken, organic ground beef on select meals. So cool. You know, I love Green Chef too, and HelloFresh and Green Chef have partnered. So what that means to us, the eaters, is just more choice, more variety, a wider variety of menus and meals to choose from. Go to HelloFresh.com/foreplay60 and use the code foreplay60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That is a good deal, really. Go to HelloFresh.com/foreplay60 and use the code foreplay60 for 60% off plus free shipping.
All right, Lori, so I'm going to take Viagra for the first time. Like, what do I need to know? How long before sex? How long is it going to last? Okay. Is it going to impact my orgasm? Does after my orgasm, like, what happens? Like,
Okay, so good questions. So first-time users, I would say give it a half an hour. And when we think about the woman's cycle of arousal, you know, how long it takes her to get aroused, isn't that perfect timing? You know, you just pop a pill, maybe even at dinner. And there's different pills have different qualities to them. So there's some that they call daily that you can take. Usually that's Cialis. You can take essentially like a half dose that kind of keeps you ready. Like when you get out of the shower and you're toweling off, you have more sensation in your penis. It may be, you know, stimulating more on a daily drug. There's just, I think that happens, but it also may not give you quite enough for an event. It just depends. I think all of the drugs, you have to play with them and figure out which one works the best for what you need and what you want.
So I would take it at dinner. I'm hoping to have sex like an hour later.
Yeah.
And so what starts happening? Like when it kicks in, it's like, boom, full salute, ready to go.
Thank you. I didn't think that people didn't know that or men didn't know that. No, you still need stimulation. So it does not automatically give you an erection. Okay. So you need to be touched or you need something starting the sexual event, usually sexual stimulation to get aroused still.
But once you get aroused, then does it just stay aroused?
Depends.
I hear all these stories of walking on with a hot on for like 4 hours and like it doesn't go away. Is there truth to that or is that another myth?
There is truth to that. And that's a dysfunction. So if that happens and you don't lose your erection quickly after an orgasm, that's a medical emergency. So you really do need to go to the ER with that.
Oh,
so
boy.
If you do not lose your erection relatively quickly after orgasm, when you're on Viagra, either you overdosed on Viagra or something has gone wrong the way your body has reacted to it. Yeah, get to the ER because what's happening, right, is the blood is being caught in the penis. The valve is not opening. So if we have blood that's caught in the penis, I just noticed I said we. If we have blood caught in our penises, you know, we're going to lose the tissue. We're going to lose the penis. So that's why you got to get to the doctor so that
we don't want to lose the penis. So
we
this
do
is,
not want to lose
attention,
the penis.
Pay attention, everyone, here. This
you
is
gotta
important
You got to get to the
stuff.
Doctor so that the tissue doesn't die. You
know? All right. So again, my misconceptions
very
around
rare,
this.
Very rare. Though,
my idea of Viagra is you take it. You get a rock hard hard on immediately that lasts for 3 or 4 hours, no matter what you do. That's not accurate. What I hear you say, correct me if I'm wrong, is that like it kicks in when you get arousal, like it normally does anyway.
Yeah.
It just helps with that process. It helps you maintain your erection so you can have an orgasm. After you're done with your orgasm, you should lose your erection if that's, you know, what normally happens for you and you're like not having sex anymore, and maybe you're in an afterglow or something else. Like Viagra's not really changing the act so much as far as just helping the erection when you would normally have the erection anyway.
Right. So it helps with vasodilation. So it helps your veins dilate a little bit better, smoother, so that the blood can come into the penis more rapidly, stay there. It helps. And men have erectile problems not just for cardiovascular issues, but also for valve issues. That's one thing that we can't easily diagnose why a man is having ED when it's physiological. So, but the beautiful thing is that Viagra helps with that too. It helps the valve problems. I mean, it's really a miracle drug for a man to, you know, use to get good erections when he's having problems. And are there, you've also said, you know, there's psychogenic reasons, right? There's reasons in their brain that are anxiety related. And this is why young men
Which
sometimes
is a big
use
part
Viagra.
Of it, no? I mean, a big part of it is psychological.
Not always. No, George. I mean, there are really a lot of physiological issues that men face as they age that are not in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. It is not just anxiety. It is in their penis.
Well, we've talked a lot in episodes, though, around what pressure does to perform. And if needing to focus on the external pornography, you're not present with your partner, you're not in your body. I mean, all these things are going to kind of get in the way of the mechanics. But yes, as you get older, the mechanics are changing too. These valves are breaking down. Too much pizza, which again, that's not, that's not fair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's not like being 20 again, you know, and you get a hard on just with a stiff breeze.
So what's going on with these 20-year-olds?
So with young men,
mechanics are fine.
Yep. The mechanics are usually fine. And so it is in their heads. It is anxiety that causes them to lose their erections, not be able to climax. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen to young men, too, mostly what we call psychogenic, which is treated in sex therapy. So for them, I have a lot more hope about helping them get through this in their brain so maybe they don't
need to use Viagra.
I mean, I think that the issue with Viagra sometimes is the spontaneity issue. Men say, oh, you know, we can't be as spontaneous. I think that's a reach. Like, you know, most of the time you're having sex in your home, you know, you have Viagra at the ready. I just don't get it. I think, anyway, so young men, let me go back. So yeah, for the cool thing about it is for men that are young, it works. It reduces their anxiety. I had a guy who came to see me. He was back in the dating field. He had struggled with ED with his wife that he divorced, like later in the marriage. You know, things went south and she'd be angry at him and just keeping a erection was hard. And so he's like, I do not want to go out there, Lori, and face the dating world like this. It's too scary. It's like, what if I'm with a woman and, you know, I lose my erection? He's like, I would be mortified. So now I don't want to date. I don't want to get reconnected. But, you know, there was a longing in him to find another partner or to date again, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So Viagra was the perfect workaround. It's like it gave him assurance that he could maintain his erection and have a good experience and boom.
So what are some of the side effects? What are some of the drawbacks of taking it?
It is a vasodilator. And interestingly enough, our noses have erectile tissue in them. So many men have stuffed up noses when they take Viagra. So they kind of get that bad
feeling.
You're going to
say your nose grows like Pinocchio. I say, oh, shit.
It doesn't grow, but it gets stuffed up and clogged up. You know, the vasodilation in their heads, right? So they might have a headache. Those are really common things. They can get low blood pressure. So there is some certain interaction with cardiovascular drugs. So you got to be careful that there's, you know, it, you are okay to take Viagra. But there can be other things like an upset stomach. You can have vision changes. Most of the short-term side effects, there's a workaround. I would say maybe take ibuprofen an hour before you have sex and then take the Viagra or the sildenafil, especially if you have that headache problem. The cold, sometimes you can take cold medication that using a nasal steroid or something like that that can change that. So, I mean, most of those things, when men complain about that, I think, well, the risks are, first of all, you can also change drugs. So maybe what you feel on one drug is not what the other drug, the symptoms that it gives you. So that, you know, that would be good. I think obviously what we talked about, you know, a prolonged erection would be really bad and you need to do something about that immediately. But other than that, there's just, I mean, there are issues that happen, but nothing. I know doctors who prescribe Viagra, George, for very obese men that clearly have cardiovascular issues. And it's like, you know, they get the drug too. I mean, there's just, there is rare problems, but mm-hmm. nothing that I think for most people is contraindicated. And it doesn't lead to technical addiction. So I take it and then my body wants it. That doesn't happen.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have an expert who can answer our questions. We invite our listeners, you know, just reach out to Lori here. She could kind of answer a lot of these questions. You know, so if you wanted to, say, have an extended sexual encounter, maybe you wanted to have an orgasm twice as a guy, that never really happens. Would Viagra help you with that?
Probably. And it would depend on which drug. Cialis probably is more of that. Gives you more of that flexibility when you have it in your system on a daily basis to do that. You know, but men in their 50s, oftentimes they have a refractory period, right? Which is they have a rest period after having an orgasm that they can't have an erection quickly afterwards. This is the blessing of being a woman, is we have a very short, if non-existent, refractory period. That's why women can have multiple orgasms one after another, because their body doesn't need that rest. It like stays high with arousal so they can climax again and again if they want. That's not a, it's not a thing you have to do.
All right.
So I yes, maybe it helps them have another erection, but if they're using it for physiological reasons, maybe combined with anxiety reasons, and they're in their 50s or, you know, late 40s, the odds that they're going to have two erections in one night, probably low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't mean that she can't have two climaxes in that night, I would just want to say.
Why do some men, like, stick needles in themselves to kind of get erect? Like, if taking a pill is going to kind of do the job here, why are there all these other types of treatments?
Okay, so sometimes it doesn't work. There are more pronounced problems, like prostate cancer, for instance. This can damage the nerves. Even if the nerves are not cut, they can be stretched. It can damage the surrounding tissue when they go and take the prostate. And so Viagra is just not enough. So they need other stronger drugs to give them an erection. So they might use a shot in the penis, which sounds terrible. But a lot of men, I mean, a shot is a shot. Once they get over the psychological idea of putting a needle in their penis, a lot of men tell me, it's like, hey, I would do anything to have an erection. This is okay.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's fine. Not fine. And I don't mean to minimize that idea. But yes, yeah. So there are other drugs that can be used. There's a drug that you can actually stick into the urethra that kind of melts. That doesn't sound all that sexy to me for a guy. But look, if you're having a lot of problems, the good news is we can help men have erections ongoing so that they can enjoy sex and intercourse if they want.
Well, you opened up a whole area of discussion. And hopefully some of our listeners could have a conversation about Viagra. Maybe it's helpful, maybe it's not, who knows. But to have, again, it's another doorway into your relationship and higher levels of engagement. So, Doc, thank you. sex expert, Dr. Lori Watson, on this educational breakdown of Purple Pill.
Thank you, G, and thanks for listening.
Keep it hot, y'all.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-MY-4Play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.